degrees in Nashville. Cloudy right now in Nashville. That is ahead of what is likely to be a thunderstorm overnight with potential severe weather for Middle Tennessee. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. An effort to end racing at the Nashville Fairgrounds has failed again. The Metro Charter is like a city version of the Constitution. It enshrines racing at the 117-acre site south of downtown. The proposal would have changed the charter to prioritize affordable housing in the area. That would take voter approval. But Axios reports that on Friday, a county judge threw out that plan, saying it didn't properly follow the complex rules for a charter amendment. That marks a win for racing supporters who want the city to work out a deal to bring NASCAR events back to the city. A separate attempt to ban racing at the fairgrounds was rejected by the Charter Revision Commission earlier this year. Legally, the Tennessee General Assembly cannot pass laws that specifically target a single city like Nashville. However, it can still influence a city government by creating boards or commissions and controlling who serves. Just before adjourning last week, lawmakers did exactly that, passing a law that directs funding to development projects and creates a new board to oversee spending of Nashville's surplus tourism dollars. The legislation drew a mixed response from Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell.
It's one of those things where we had elements of financial analysis that allowed us to support some pieces of it. We're very excited to have certainty, for instance, about infrastructure funding on the East Bank. I think far less excited about some makeup of a new sort of board to look at some of that spending in downtown.
New legislation heads to the next to the governor for his approval. A Pulitzer-winning photographer who captured iconic Southern scenes from the fight for civil rights has passed away. Jack Thornell worked for the Associated Press from 1964 to 2004. Among his most enduring images is one from a 1966 march in Mississippi. It shows wounded protester James Meredith on the ground near the side of the road, looking back at the man who just shot him. Thornell also photographed the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. numerous times, including shortly before his assassination in Memphis in 1968. Years later, after King's assassin escaped from a Tennessee prison, Thornell was on the scene when he was recaptured. Jack Thornell died in a hospital near New Orleans last week. He was 86 years old. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News. And on today's Nashville Your Podcast, I'm remembering a legislator from Tennessee who died last week, G.A. Hardaway. You can hear that anytime at WPLN.org or search for Nashville Your Podcast wherever you like to listen to podcasts.